Nathan Leff asks, Rabbi Leff, I was doing a research project on the Torah, and I came across some rather dismaying passages in Leviticus that call for the death of homosexuals. Can you explain what these actually mean? Well, they actually mean that someone who practices homosexuality is liable to a death penalty, just like somebody who desecrates the Shabbos and somebody who commits incest or adultery is liable to a death penalty. However, the death penalty is only given if there are witnesses to the crime who warned the person ahead of time that if he commits this crime, he will get a death penalty, and he answered that he understands that and he doesn't care and he did the sin immediately after that. Then in the time when there was a Sanhedrin, we gave such people a death penalty. Today, where it's impossible to give a death penalty, and someone who commits these crimes is basically committing a crime that has with it the liability to a death penalty under certain circumstances, which makes it a very serious sin. Someone who has homosexual tendencies but controls himself not to commit these actions that are capital offenses, transgresses no prohibition, just as much as someone who has tendencies to heterosexual relationships and controls himself not to commit adultery, not commit incest, also has no prohibition unless he actually commits these actions, and then he is transgressing a Torah prohibition. However, having bad thoughts, indecent thoughts, immoral thoughts, is also a separate prohibition, but that's not a death penalty prohibition.